好吧，我们一起再一起祷告。
Now let's have further words of prayer.
主，我们求你继续与我们同在。
Lord, may your presence continue to be with us.
就好像在擘饼的时候对我们每个人说话。
Just like you have spoken to us during the Lord's table.
主，如果你不在，不在我们中间，我们的聚集也是枉然。
Lord, if you are not with us, our gathering is in vain.
主，如果你不对我们说话，主，我们在这里也是枉然。
Lord, if you do not speak to us, we are also here in vain.
主，怜悯我们这样的人。
May you have mercy upon us.
我们感谢你。
We thank you.
愿荣耀颂赞归给你。
May all the blessing and glory be unto you.
靠耶稣基督圣名。
In the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
我们谢谢主，我个人感谢主的这个机会。
I thank the Lord for giving me the opportunity.
也谢谢弟兄姐妹在主里面的祷告。
I also thank all the brothers and sisters' prayer for me.
谢谢弟兄姐妹的爱心。
And thank the love of brothers and sisters.
当我在年初的时候知道有这个机会的时候
，When during the beginning of the year I know I have such opportunity.
主就把刚刚那首诗歌摆在我心里面。
Then the Lord put a hymn in my heart.
就是亲近更亲近。
That is draw closer and closer.
我才不知道为什么这首诗歌。
I really do not know why this hymn.
后来刚唱诗歌的时候，才知道为什么要这首诗歌。
Then as I sent a hymn, I just realized why.
在第四节他说亲近更亲近，亲近终身亲近，直到荣耀里我魂已抛稳。
In stanza 4 says, Near, still near, while life shall last, till safe in glory my anchor is cast.
呀，感谢主，让我们一直能够在主的荣耀里面一起的生活。
Thank the Lord that let us continue to live in His glory.
虽然我们可能还不完全在那里面。
Although we are not yet completely in there.
但是当我们每一天和主在一起的时候，我们知道我们实在是在主的荣耀里面。
But every day as we walk together with the Lord, we truly know we are in the glory.
然后，我想我今天还是跟弟兄姐妹交通，就是我在半年多以前在负担上面在。哥林多前后书这两本书里面的一点的交通。
I will continue to share with brothers and sisters the burden from last half year that which is within the first and second Corinthians.
就是我们在神的教会中应当如何行。
That is how we shall behave in the church of God.
好，我们读可不可以读一起读一点圣经
？So let's read places of scriptures.
哥林多前书三章十五、十六节。
First Corinthians chapter
3:15-16。好，提摩太，对不起。
First Timothy chapter 3:15。
提摩太前书一章十五、十六节。
First Timothy chapter 3:15-16。
提摩太前书。因为有人说我说话太快，因为实在有很多东西想跟弟兄姐妹交通。我这边有11页，然后有弟兄姐妹跟我说你不要说话这么快。那我真是求主帮助我，我真是在12:15以前能够结束交通。
Some brothers and sisters say that I speak too fast, but because there are so many I would like to share with brothers and sisters, and therefore I will try my best to finish by 12:15.
好不好？我们在这一我们读经的时候，可不可以我们先用中文读第一段，然后下一段我们再请英文的弟兄姐妹能够说。如果你可以说英文的话，我们请弟兄姐妹能够练英文。在提摩太前书三章十五、十六节说：“倘若我单言日久，你也可以知道在神的家中当怎样行。这家就是永生神的教会，真理的柱石和根基。”大哉近前的奥秘无人不以为然，就是神在肉身显现，在圣灵被圣灵称义，被天使看见，被传于外邦，被世人信服，被接在荣耀里。那下面是还有经节在希伯来书二章十、十一节。
And we also have Book of Hebrews, chapter 2, verse 10 and 11.
好吧，我们这可不可以请说英文的弟兄姐妹？可以说英文弟兄姐妹。
So let's have all those who can speak English, let's read it together. For it was fitting for him, for whom we are all things and through whom are all things, in bringing many sons to glory, to perfect the author of their salvation through sufferings. For verse 11, for both he who sanctifies and those who are sanctified are all from one, for which reason he is not ashamed to call them brethren.
在我们在一起生活，我们实在知道说英文弟兄姐妹，或者说说中文弟兄姐妹，我们在主里面是一起。
We know that as we're all together, whether you speak Chinese or English, we're all together in one.
但主上有一个心意，要把我们带进他的荣耀里面。
Lord truly has a will to bring us into His glory.
所以我们在教会中，我们一起的生活，我们现在也有个盼望，有那么一天，我们能够一起进那个荣耀。
So as we live together in church, we do hope that one day together we enter in the glory.
我们能够配得进那个荣耀。
And we are worthy to enter in the glory.
我记得我的两个女儿，大概小女儿大概是三年级，才十岁左右。
I remember when my youngest daughter, when she was about third grade, about 10 years old.
然后大女儿大概13岁左右。
And when my elder daughter was about 13 years old.
我们去一个我们的长辈家里面。
We went to one of the elderly seniors in our family.
他有一个很大的房子。
He has a really big house.
他每个房间里面都有卫浴设备。
And in each room there is a bathroom.
我不知道有多少房间。
I don't know how many rooms there are.
所以他们就有他们的房间，然后我跟我姐妹有我们的房间。
So my daughters have their own rooms, and me and my wife have our room.
然后我们就大概住了两个晚上吧。
So we spent about two nights there.
然后我们回到家哦，我就问小两个女儿说：“哎，你们觉得住那里怎么样？”
Then after we return home, I asked my two daughters, "How do you feel about living there?"
哦，他们都非常的高兴。
They really enjoyed it.
然后我小女儿跟我说
，Then my younger daughter told me.
她说：“你知道吗？我们早上起来都要叠被子。”
You know that when I woke up in the morning, we had to fold our blankets.
我们在家里面，他们都不叠被子的。
We never fold our blankets when we are home.
所以我们就很奇怪，我就问她说：“为什么你早上起来要叠被子？”
So I asked them, "Why did you have to fold blankets when you woke up?"
她说：“因为姐姐说，住在这么漂亮的房子里面哦，早上起来的住在里面的人呢，早上起来都要叠被子的。”
Because my older sister told me that to live in such beautiful house, those who wake up in the morning must fold the blankets.
所以他们早上起来，两天早上就起来就。两个就在会在那边叠被子。
So both of them fold the blankets.
然后回到家又不叠了。
After they return home, they did not do it again.
感谢主，他们现在都叠。
But thank the Lord, now they do.
他们早上起来叠的被子比我叠的还漂亮。
They fold the blankets.
整理的还漂亮。
Even better than me.
在我们要进主的荣耀里面，我们必须要有预备。
For us to enter into the glory of the Lord, we need to be prepared.
我们必须是能够有那个配得进去得神荣耀的那个预备。
We need to be prepared so we become worthy to enter into His glory.
我记得在前几个月和一个年轻的弟兄在一起准备擘饼的时候
，A few months ago, when I prepared Lord's table with a young brother,
他就问。为什么桌子要摆在中间？因为我们人不是主持人在中间吗？为什么桌子要摆中间
？He asked me, "Why do we have to set the table in the middle? Isn't that the leading brother just right in the middle?"
他问我说：“这个饼，我们先把它擘开，为什么到时候才要擘
？”And he asked me, "Why don't we break the bread apart first? Why do we have to wait till then?"
他问我说：“这个杯子，我们一杯一杯在那里。”到时候要倒杯不是很麻烦吗？为什么不能先把杯先盛好传出去就好了
？And he also asked me that why do we have to pour the wine into the little cups by then? Why not we prepare them ahead of time?
他在我们中间聚会已经我看他从小长大已经十几年了。
I have seen this young brother since he was very young and he grew up here. It's been more than 10 years.
而且我们十几年一起的薄饼。
And we've been breaking the bread together for more than 10 years.
但是他可能不太清楚为什么我们要这样子做。
But it might be that he does not understand why we do it this way.
所以主让我们一起在教会中一起的学习。
So Lord, let us learn together in church.
我们应该要怎么行？
How shall we behave?
在神的心意中。
In God's will.
在神的话语中。
In His word.
在我们的灵里面。
And in our spirit.
我们可以真正知道，能够真正的预备，我们有那么一天要一起进那荣耀里面。
We can truly know and also be prepared that one day together we shall enter into His glory.
在一月份的那个青少年，我们有三天的特别的聚会。
In January we have 3 days of youth retreat.
那个弟兄再次提醒我们，给我们很好的一个在主里面的信息。
Brothers once again remind us and has given us a very good message.
我想他提到了一点，
有
三个 B。
He mentioned the message with 3 B's.
或许我就跟大家分享一下。
And I would like to share with you.
他讲到我们在教会中，在主里面一起学习。第一个，我们要回到起初的心意里面。
The first thing we learn together is that we have to back to the beginning.
第二点，我们必须要回到圣经。
And second is that we have to be back to the Bible.
最后，第三点提到我们要回到基督的身体。
And third point is that we have to be back to the body of Christ.
我们常常在跟年轻人有在我们聊天的时候，我们在谈说，我们为什么主耶稣要救我们？
Often when we share with young people that we discuss why does Lord Jesus save us?
然后他们有一个很好的答案呢、啊。他到底救我们要做什么
？And then after that, there's another question is that why? What is the purpose he saved us? What does he want to do?
所以我们就会有个答案，就是我们神救我们，我们为了要我们要传福音。
And then we have an answer saying that he saved us for us to share the gospel.
那我们为什么要传福音？
Then why do we have to share the gospel?
然后我们就可以成为更多人成为基督徒。
So then even more will become Christians.
为什么更多人要成为基督徒？
Why more people have to become Christians?
因为我们要传福音。
Because we have to share gospel.
常常我们就把传福音变成一个好像神的目的。
Often we make sharing the gospel become the purpose of God.
我想传福音就是神要我们所在生命之中应该可以做的，应该要做的事情。
To share the gospel is something we have to do in our life, which is according to God's will.
但是神最初的心意，最重要的在他起初的心意里面。
But the most important of God's purpose at beginning.
不只是在传福音。
Not just to share the gospel.
神要借着教会。
God has to through church.
成为他那个，我应该用经文了。要用教会来彰显他自己。
To use church to manifest himself.
让主成为那个万物的主。
So he become the Lord of all creations.
我想我们必须要回到神最初的心意，我们必须要问到底神最初的心意，最他永远的旨意是什么。
We have to go back to the very beginning. What is the eternal purpose of God?
而这一切只是在借着教会才能够做成。
And all these can only be accomplished through church.
然后弟兄叫我给我们一点交通。
And also brother share with us.
在教会中的生活或者我们的敬拜。
The life or our worship in church.
是非常的简单而且要准确。
It's very simple and also has to be accurate.
我们就是用心灵诚实来敬拜主。
We worship the Lord in spirit and in truth.
我们就是在神的话语里面一起敬拜主。
And we together worship the Lord in God's word.
应该是非常简单的。
Should be very simple.
而且非常的实际。
And very practical.
因为心灵和诚实这是非常实际的。
Because in spirit and in truth shall be very practical.
但是因着我们肉体的关系。
But because of our flesh.
所以我们可能很多事情就好像有点复杂。
So it makes things complicated.
但是神起初的心意并不是这样子的。
But God's original will was not like this.
神许可我们，但是神在那永远的旨意里面，这是我们必须要抓着的。
God does allow us, but back to His eternal purpose, this is something we have to know.
再接着，到底我们在教会中，我们到底是什么样的一个关系，或者说什么样的地位？
So what is our relationship and status in church?
当然教圣经中有许多很多弟兄姐妹给我们很多的提醒。
Of course, there are many brothers and sisters remind us.
我就简单提几点。
So I would like to just simply mention a few points.
第一个，我们是神的儿女。
First of all, we are God's children.
我们每个信主的弟兄姐妹都是神的儿女。
Each one of us believe in the Lord are God's children.
但是神在这有一个心意，不只是儿女，神希望得着儿子。
But God has a will that not just children, but He would like to have sons.
就好像刚经文提到说，主耶稣要领许多的儿子进到荣耀里面。
Just like the Bible verse said that Lord Jesus would like to lead many sons into glory.
你知道，以前我曾经听到一个名词叫做平信徒。
I have often heard the word layman
就中文听起来就好像平的信徒。
In Chinese, it just seems something very common.
躺在那里做信徒。
In Chinese, it seems like it's just layman. You just lay down there to be believers.
像主不是叫我们像 baby 一样，就一直在那里，就一直在 baby 房那样的。
So Lord does not want us just like babies, always lay there.
神要我们有一个成熟的一个，能够逐渐能够长大成人，有满有那个基督长成的身量，那种成熟的一个光景。
God would like us to become in the condition that is like in fully grown status of the Lord.
我们看见很多小孩子开始慢慢长大了。
We do see many children start to grow.
我不晓得做父母亲的心是怎么样。
I don't know the heart of parents.
但是当我们发现我们的小孩子了解我们心里在想什么的时候，我们就知道他真的长大了。
But when we realize that our children start to understand what we are thinking about, then we know that they really have grown up.
所以我们在主里面，我们是神的儿子，应该要成为神儿子的那种身量。
So since we are sons of God, we should really have the stature of sons.
然后我们互相都是弟兄姐妹。
And we are brothers and sisters with each other.
我们可以有恩赐上的不同，但是还是弟兄姐妹。
We might have differences in gifts, but we are still brothers and sisters.
但是圣经里面主耶稣时常提到的，就是你们不要受那个夫子的称呼，或者做老师的称呼。
In the Bible, our Lord often says that do not be called as rabbi or be called as teachers.
或者你不可以称呼别人为父，因为只有一位父。
Or do not call another person as father because there's only one father.
所以我们乃是弟兄姐妹。
Therefore, we are all brothers and sisters.
我们可能有恩赐上的不同，但是我们还是弟兄姐妹。
We might have different gifts, but we are still all brothers and sisters.
第二点我提出来是我们都是仆人。
And also we're all servants.
所以有时候我听到弟兄姐妹包括我记在祷告提到说我们是神的仆人，我都觉得不是很习惯。
So sometimes I'm not used to it when we call ourselves servants.
而事实上我们真的就是神的仆人，在圣经里面话里面我们实在知道我们是仆人。
But the fact is that we truly know we are servants of God.
我们没有什么大小之分。
There is no greater or little ones.
我们没有尊贵。
There's no one is more honorable.
我不知道有些聚会地方，如果神给他们在一些带领上，他们可能有不同的阶级或者区分。
I know in some gatherings, maybe they have different status quotes.
我曾经跟一个弟兄。交通，他说他非常的忙。
Once I share with a brother, he said that he's very busy.
因为他们有董事会。
Because they have they have a board meeting.
他们有执事会。
And they also have deacons.
他们有长老，长老聚，长老团。
And they also have group of elders.
他们有牧师团。
And they have a group of pastors.
所以弟兄姐妹就弟兄姐妹，但是有不同，好像就有不同的阶级在那里。
So there become different levels.
所以造成了一些没有必要的困扰。
Which creates some complications and confusions, which is not necessary.
所以我们都是地，我们都是都是仆人，我们是一样的。
So we're all servants, we are the same.
然后看到一个家里面仆人很多的话，这个家一定很舒适吧。
When you see if there are many servants in a household, then this house must be comfortable.
我们知道有些弟兄姐妹常常打开他们的家。
We know that many brothers and sisters opened up their house.
他们虽然是主人。
Even though they are the host.
但是他为了要招待弟兄姐妹，他又成为弟兄姐妹的仆人。
But in order to host brothers and sisters, they become the servants of brothers and sisters.
所以在一个家里面，在一个神的家里面，我们可以有主，在一个家里面有主人，有客人，有仆人。
So in a house, there's host, also guests, and also servants.
那如果每一个人都做主人的话，那没有人做仆人，那就没有办法服侍人。
But if everyone are hosts and nobody are servants, then no one can be served.
如果每一个都是客人的话，没有人愿意做仆人，那这个家也就是，我想也是没有办法得到帮助。
And if everyone are guests and nobody is are willing to be servants, then this house can also not be helped.
所以在神的家中面，如果我们都是仆人，每一个人都是仆人，我们乃是互相的服侍。如果有不信主的朋友们在我们中间，那是一个多么美，他觉得就好像回到家一样，因为有很多人在服侍他们。
So if in the house of God, each one are servants to serve one another. So when an unbeliever comes, then they realize how nice it is to be in the house of God.
如果我们要传福音，但是我没有人愿意做仆人。
If we like to share gospel, but nobody willing to be servants.
那我想这个福音也很难传。
Then I think it's hard to share the gospel.
另外一个状况是，如果很多的主，大家都要做主人。
Another condition is that if everybody wants to be the host,
那么就没有人做仆人。
Then also nobody want are the servants.
所以我们知道我们都是仆人，我们是一样一起做仆人。
So we know that we're all servants and serve one another together.
你这刚提到那个，我们可以提是启示录二章六到二章六到。六节五节，对。
Let's read the Book of Revelation, Chapter 2, Verse 6.
第六节第五节。
Verse 5 and 6, Chapter 2, Verse 5 and 6.
啊，首先在第六节里面。
Verse 6.
他听看到神有在末世的聚会，末世教会里面，神有一个是神所恨恶的，在七个教会里面提到一个恨恶的一个光景，神所恨恶的光景。
Among the seven churches at the end of the days, God has mentioned something that He hates.
尼格拉一党人。
The Nicolaitans.
在有弟兄说。尼格拉一党好像没有这么一群人，他乃是历世历代里面有这样子的一个状况，或者说有，他不是一个像文士啊、法利赛人那种一个族群的人，他乃是普遍状况的一个情况，一群有一个状况。
Some brothers say that there is really no such group of Nicolaitans.Such as the scribes and Pharisees, that they were the group of people that really happened. But for the Nicolaitans, it was just a condition that happened in many different generations.
他们说，在这个名字里面，这尼格拉就是一个超越或者是 就是超越的弟兄姐妹。
The meaning of Nicolaitans are like the, a certain brothers sisters who have surpassing something.
所以在第二章第六节里面，看到以弗所书里面开始讲到恨恶这一党人的行为，也是神所恨恶的。
So in chapter 2 of book of Revelation of, and then verse 6, it says that the hate of the, as the church in Ephesus, they hate the deeds of the Nicolaitans, which also God hates.
然后到第二章的十五节里面，到别加摩教会的时候。
And also chapter 2 verse 15, when it comes to the church of Pergamos.
那个行为变成了一个教训。
The deed become a teaching.
所以它有一个在转换中的一个过程。
So there's the transformation process.
从行为到一个教训。
Changing from the deed into a teaching.
我在想到底为什么会成为一个教训呢？
So I'm thinking how can I become a teaching?
我想是不是弟兄姐妹也接受了这样的一个行为？
So I wonder if brothers and sisters also accept the deed.
因为我们不需要去做仆人，有人帮我们做仆人，我们在那里就做平信徒。
So we no longer need to be servants, and we can just be laymen there.
有人做事情就好了，我们不需要再去做了。
As long as there is someone else doing the work, then we don't have to do anything anymore.
所以我们失去了做仆人的那个尊贵的地位。
So we have lost such honorable position of being servants.
所以慢慢这个是变成一个教训，变成好像变成在一个不是真理，但是它是一个信条。
Then slowly it become it's not a truth, but it become a teaching, a doctrine.
但是我们在教会中，我们就看见我们都是仆人。
But we have to see in the church that we are all servants.
如果我们做父母亲的，对我们的儿女们，我们同样的态度，在生活中同样的态度，我们看见我们不过是一个管家。
If we treat our children the same way that we would see, we are just servants of the house.
Servants.管家 ，Philip， store， 对，
啊 ，store， yeah，
然后我们只是管家而已，这些我们的儿女只是神交给我们的产业，是短暂、暂时的。
So we're only stewards of the children whom God has entrusted to us. It's only temporal.
所以在我感觉里面，他们大概到高二，大概就离开我们的管理的范围啊。
So I feel that maybe when they reach maybe 10th grade, then they left us under our boundary of just helping them.
所以我们就变成他们的一个，刚开始我们是一个管家，之后我们就可以成为他们的朋友。
So we start from being their stewards, later on become their friends.
所以我们在弟兄姐妹，我们在教会中，我们都如果我们是看见我们是都是仆人的时候，我们是一样都是仆人的时候。
So when we see that we're all servants,
我们就准备预备我们这样子，我们这样的预备我们自己能够进入那个荣耀。
Then we prepare ourselves to enter into a glory.
然后在我们当然在提摩太后书里面提到了几个是我们可以思考的，在提摩太后书的第二章四五六三节。
So in 2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 4 through 6, there are something we can meditate.
The project 里面，还提到说，我们在教会中生活，我们一起生活，我们就好像一个军人。
It talks about as we live together in church, we are just like soldiers.
所以我们在一些事物上面可能不能够把我们不应该把我们缠累在里面，绑在那里。
So we shall not be entangled with the affairs.
就像军人一样，他为了要遵照那个命令，从上面来的命令，这是军人的天职。
So just like the soldiers, that they have to follow the commandment from above.
第五节提到说，我们在一起就好像运动员一样。
And verse 5 says that we are together just like athletes.
我们必须去。他有一个目标，我们必须为了那个目标，我们能够节制我们自己，照着规矩，神所定的规矩， 去得着那个目标。
In order to attain the goal, we have to strive to constrain ourselves according to the rules set by God.
好，第六节提到说，我们就好像那个农夫一样。
And verse 6 says that we are just like the farmer.
而只有劳苦劳力的，就是很努力工作的，我们在世上就可以先得到主的那个恩典。
So those who work hard, then we can receive the grace of the Lord first.
更多的恩典。
More abundantly.
那再往下，今天在主在我们在教会中的生活里面，我们有的什么呢
？So in the church life, what do we have?
我想很重要的第一点，我们必须要有一个对神那个起初的爱心。
So most important is that we have to have the first love toward God.
我们那个当初信主的那个时候，那个平安、那个喜乐、那个交通、那个盼望。
When we have to return back when we first believe the Lord, our peace, joy, and fellowship and hope.
那个单纯，那个愿意。
The simplicity and also willingness.
那么的爱人的那个心。
And the heart that we love people.
爱主的心
and the heart we love the Lord.
这是对神那个起初的爱心
and that is the first love toward God.
这个是我们不能够失去的
That's something we shall not lose.
我们信主久了以后我们 是不是才会不会 落入到一个光景里面是我们不信主以前我们可能要一些名利但是当我们信主以后当时间久了以后我们会不会落入到另外一个光景里面还是在那个在教会中的名和利。
So before we believe the Lord, maybe we look after the fame of the world. But would it become that after we believe the Lord for a longer time, that we also look after the fame and prosperity inside church?
我们是不是看着教会的工作比主自己还重要
？Do we start to look at the work in church become more important than our Lord?
我们会不会看这些换见说人对我的尊敬比主还重要
Do we start to feel the respect from man is even more important than the Lord?
我们是不是失去了那个里面那当初最主那个起初的那个爱心
Have we lost our first love toward the Lord?
我们感谢主我们每个礼拜都有薄饼
We thank the Lord that we break the bread every week.
我刚信主的时候，我去的聚会一个礼拜一次的薄饼。
When I just believed the Lord, the meeting I went to only break the bread once a month.
我信主了到了五六年、七八年以后，我还不懂得什么叫做信到薄饼的重要性。
After I believed the Lord for 5 or 7 years, I still did not understand the importance.Of breaking of the bread.
我甚至于后来我们开始有主日聚集的时候，我甚至还提出来了说，我们真的需要每个礼拜薄饼吗
？Later, when we start to have this gathering, I even mentioned that do we really have to break the bread every week?
我们为什么需要每个礼拜薄饼呢
？Why do we have to break the bread every week?
但是一年一年过去以后
，But after each year go by,
我发现薄饼是不可缺乏。
I realize we cannot go without breaking of the bread.
我们可以不要有其他的聚会。
It might be okay if we don't have any other gathering.
但是我们一定要薄饼。
But we must break the bread.
因为我们在薄饼的时候，我们发现我们对主的心，主对我们的心是主对我们的心，也发现我们自己对主的心是什么样的。
Because during breaking of the bread, we realize how Lord's heart toward us is, and also our heart toward the Lord.
每一次薄饼的时候就是一个机会。
Each time when we break the bread, it's an opportunity.
主耶稣再把我带到你里面。
And Lord Jesus bring me once again into Himself.
回到那个起初的爱心里面。
Bring back, go back to the first love.
帮助我放下那一切不属乎你的。
Help me to lay down all those that does not belong to Him.
恢复我那个对主那个新鲜又起初的那个爱心。
And restore the new, the refreshing, and the first love toward the Lord.
如果我们失去了这个对主的起初的爱心
，If we have lost the first love toward the Lord,
我们没有办法彼此的相爱。
We cannot love one another.
如果我们失去了起初对主的爱心，
if we lost this first love,
我们没有办法爱我们的妻子，爱我们的儿女，
we cannot love our wives nor children,
因为我们知道我们自己人的爱是怎么的脆弱，
because we know how fragile our man's love is.
所以我们能够每个礼拜把弟兄姐妹，我们能够一起把我们的家人儿女，把我们的配偶一起到主面前来擘饼纪念主的时候，
So each time with the entire family, our wives and children, when we can break the bread together to remember the Lord.
所以主就要把我们再恢复过来。
Then the Lord restore us once again.
所以就好像在启示录第二章五节里面。
Just like in Book of Revelation chapter 2 verse 5.
说我们应当回想，如果我们失去了对主的那起初的爱心，
says that remember where we have if we have lost our first love toward the Lord.
我们要回想我们从哪里堕落。
We shall remember where we have fallen.
我们要悔改。
We have to repent.
我们要回到起初我们所当行的事上。
And do the first work.
再来在提摩太前后书里面。回到了保罗他提醒了提摩太。
And as we go back to 1st and 2nd Timothy, Paul has reminded Timothy.
我想上次我提过，但是我觉得好像有点不够完全，所以我又回到这个提醒里面。
I have mentioned it last time, but I thought it was not yet complete, therefore I come back to this.
因为这是提摩太，保罗对提摩太的一个，我觉得是一个在帮助他在成长或者在教会中生活里面的一个嘱咐。
Because I feel it's the charge from Paul to Timothy to help him to grow and also in church life.
在前书，提摩太前书五章二十一节里面。
First Timothy chapter 5 verse 21.
他说。我在神和基督耶稣并蒙拣选的天使面前嘱咐你。
I charge thee before God and the Lord Jesus Christ and the elect angels that thou observe those things.
要遵守这些话，不可存成见，行事不可有偏心。
Maintain those things without bias and also do nothing by partiality.
然后在六章十二十三节
and chapter 6 verse 12 and 13,
他说你要为真道打那美好的仗持定永生你为此被召也在许多见证人面前已经做了那美好的见证
Fight the good fight of faith lay hold on eternal life whereunto thou art also called and hast possessed a good profession before many witness
我在叫万物生活的神面前必在向本丢比拉多做过那美好见证的基督耶稣面前嘱咐你。
I give thee charge in the sight of God, who quickens all things, and before Christ Jesus, who before Pontius Pilate witnessed a good confession.
在哥林多后书二章四节四，和各位说后书第四章一第一节第二节。
And Second Corinthians chapter 4 verse 1 and 2.
对不起，提摩太后书。
Second Timothy, chapter
四第四章。
Chapter 4, verse 1 and 2.
他说：“我在神面前，并在将来审判活人死人的基督耶稣面前，凭着他的显现和他的国度嘱咐你，务要传道，无论得时不得时，总要专心，并用各百般的忍耐、各样的教训、责备人、警戒人、劝勉人。”
I charge thee therefore before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who shall judge the quick and the dead in his appearing and his kingdom. Preach the word, be instant in season, out of season, reprove, rebuke, exhort with all long sufferings and doctrine.
我们再回到伯爵的介绍。所以我们的成见和偏心，我想常常阻碍我们自己，还有阻碍了整个聚会。整个教会往前面走的一个障碍。
So our own bias and partiality often hinders the church to go forward.
因为我们就听不见主的声音,
because we no longer can hear the words of the Lord.
我们看不见主的作为,
we cannot see Lord's words.
我们也不愿意顺服,
and we also not willing to obey.
因为我们有自己的喜好,
because we have our own preference.
我们肯定产生那个嫉妒,
and we might have jealous.
纷争,
strife.
因为我们就会跟我们自己所喜欢的或者我们自己所喜好的在一起。
Because we might just be together with what we like.
我们会不会就这样子轻看了其他的弟兄姐妹?
Would it be that we start to look lightly on other brothers and sisters?
我们会不会就分门别类?
May we, are we going to have divisions?
其实我们在我们生活中也是如此, 我们的夫妻、儿女、交往,或者说我们朋友, 我们的同事, 我们是不是常因为成见,或者我们自己的偏爱, 偏心,
or also among our lives, whether with spouse or our children or friends or colleagues, would it because of our bias and partiality that there become some complication and difficulties?
就有一个弟兄说，他姐妹一直觉得他就开车太快。
A brother often say that. His wife feels he drives too fast.
他越老开车越快。
The older he gets, the faster he drives.
那弟兄说，现在的车子那个一踩油门就超过70了。
The brother says that as soon as we step on the accelerator, the car just become over 70 miles per hour.
跟着大家走都是在70以上面。
And everybody else drives more than 70 miles per hour.
所以那个有时候那弟兄就故意的，车子照着准，很卖力，照着速线55迈往前面走。
So sometimes the brother intentionally just drive according to the speed limit, 55 miles per hour.
然后他就问他太太说， 怎么样？我今天开的怎么样？很守规矩吧。
Then he asked his wife that isn't that I'm following the law rule today?
然后他的姐妹就说：“你总是开车太快，然后永远都是开车那么快，你总是那么快。”
Then the wife always says that you always drive too fast.
这就是成见。
And that is bias.
没有给人机会能够再回到那个正确的光景，没有得到鼓励。
Not encourage people to go back to the right way.
那我们父母跟儿女之间会不会有时候也是这样子？
Would it also be the same between parents and children?
有时候碰到那小孩子跟他父母亲在一起。
Sometimes when children are together with their parents.
我就开始跟他父母亲，这小孩子很乖啊，他怎么样怎么样，因为真的很乖，超级聪，真的非常乖。
I told the parents that your children are really, really nice.
然后那个父母就。 啊，他才不乖，家里面真的是不乖，怎么？
And the parents say that, oh, he never behaves well at home.
然后我看那小孩子就在那里看着他爸爸妈妈。
And the kid just stare at his parents.
成见。
And that's bias.
就阻碍了那个小孩子那个品德的成长。
And that hinders the growth of the child.
这也是为什么有时候小孩子不太愿意跟父母亲讲话。
That's why the children sometimes not willing to talk to the parents.
因为那小孩子会不会认为说你父母亲那种总觉得我不好？
Because would that children always feel that my parents never feel I'm good?
我想对小孩子也是这样子。
I think the same for children.
不要一直认为你的父母亲不爱你。
Do not always feel your parents do not love you.
我常常跟小孩子讲。
I often tell children.
如果今天要用 一个人的生命来救你的话，只有你的父母亲可以做得到。If
today someone will give up his life to save you, it's only your parents will do that.
或者我说，你的父母亲绝对走第一个。Or
I can say that your parents will always be the first one to save.
所以我们儿女也不能跟父母亲有那个成见。So
children also cannot have such bias toward the parents.
就偏心也是造成很大的困难。Partiality
also gives have the difficulties.
有时候我们做父母亲的会不会认为说别的小孩子总是比较好？
Will parents sometimes feel that all other children are better than mine?
所以我们常常在有时候会不会在小孩子面前现在比较说你看别人的小孩子怎么样怎么样怎么样？
So would that the parents compare others' children with their own?
所以我们这个就造成了很大的困难。
And that caused difficulties.
所以我们在圣经里面告诉我们说，实在我们要照着我们 信心的大小看得合乎中道。
So the Bible says that we should do according to the capacity of our faith.
然后我们在自然会有一些，但我相信在我们周围会有一些实在是看不过去的。
I trust that there might be something that we cannot stand.
它实在真的是不好。
Might be that it's truly not good.
我记得在马太福音23:13。
In Book of Matthew, chapter 23, verse 13.
在看马太福音23，看的有时候有点也是很奇怪。
Sometimes when I read this chapter, it seems strange to me.
因为主耶稣教训人，有时候教训的很凶啊。
Because sometimes our Lord Jesus really rebuked people sharply.
他对于那个假冒为善文士法利赛人的一个教训，在23章里面。
He's rebuking toward the hypocrites, the scribes and Pharisees.
所以但是在23:3里面。
And in chapter 23, verse 3,
他告诉他的门徒说，他说凡他们所吩咐你们的，你们都要谨守遵行，不要效法他们的行为，因为他们人说不能行。
And Lord Jesus told his disciples that, oh, therefore, whatsoever they said to you, observe, but just observe, but do not after their words that they say and do not.
所以看到虽然我们周围可能会有一些，当然包括我们自己也是一些实在是不合神心意的。
So as we look around, including ourselves, we know that there are things not according to God's will.
但是主还是教导我们在里面要看见那个神的心意在哪里，神的意思在哪里。
But God still teaches us that we have to see what God's will is.
所以我们要去大看学习那个顺服神的顺服人。
So we have to learn that to obey God, not obey man.
要讨神的喜欢，不讨人的喜欢。
To seek the pleasure of God, not to seek the pleasure of man.
我们再提到第二点，那个打美好的仗，持定永生。
And let's look at fight the good fight of faith and hold on to eternal life.
今天我们在教会中生活。
As we have the church life.
我们实在必须要注意，我们要把。把持或者说我们注意那个生命里面那个生命。
We have to pay attention to our inner life.
我们的生命是受神吸引。
Our life is being drawn by God.
神把他的生命赏给我们。
And God has given His life to us.
他是自然流露的，而不是在外面的。
That's very naturally outflow, and it's not just outward.
是生出来的，不是它是长出来的。
It's outgrow.
我们的生命是要付上代价。
And we have to pay the price for this life.
所以我们要注意它的里面那个生命，就持定它保守那个神给我们那永远的生命，那个里面的生命，内在的生命。
We have to take hold and keep this inner life which God has given us.
我记得那个，我前上个月跟那个七八年级一起上课。
Last week I had a class with the seventh and eighth graders.
他们才真的非常的乖，我们小孩子教会中的弟兄姐妹的小孩子非常的乖。
They are truly behaving so well, and all the children in our church are behaving so well.
我三次下去，然后我下去的时候，他们每个都已经坐在那边了。
I went down three times, and each time they already sat there.
然后我记得第三次跟他们交通到约翰福音的第二章。
And the third time I share with them second chapter of Gospel Book of John.
就是那个主耶稣把水变成酒的那一段。
That is when our Lord Jesus turned water into wine.
神要给我们的生命是越来越丰盛。
The life God would like to give us is even more abundant.
我下去的时候啊。
So when I went
通通 坐好了，坐在那边。
Really sat there.
但是呢，没有那个眼睛没有神啊。
But they really seem not paying attention.
哎呦，他趴在那里。
Some just lay there on the table, on the desk.
有的在那里发呆。
And some was just daydreaming.
我问他说：“你们今天这个礼拜快乐吗？”
I asked them, "Were you happy this week?"
No.
No.
我说：“你们没有你们想要做的事情吗？这个 weekend 都做些什么事情？”
Don't you have something you would like to do? What did you do this weekend?
No.
No.
我说你们到底长大要做什么事情？
What exactly you would like to do when you grow up?
I don't know.
I don't know.
然后说你们现在最想要什么事情？
So what would you like to do the most?
大部分小孩都说我想要睡觉。
Most of the children say I would like to sleep.
然后我那天要跟他讲，神的给我们的生命是越来越丰富啊。
And that day I would like to share with them the life that Lord gives us is even more abundant.
哦，一开始了我就那个火就被他们浇熄了，我自己都很沮丧。
Just from the beginning, the fire got quenched, and I just feel low as well.
哇，我们的生命怎么这么苦呢？
Why is our life so bitter?
每个人都没有笑容啊。
Everyone does not even have smile on their face.
所以我趁着机会，我必须要跟父母亲讲。
So then I share with parents.
跟他们早点睡觉。
Just help them to get to bed earlier.
跟他们一起读圣经。
And read the Bible with them.
礼拜天早上。
Sunday morning.
请父母亲早点起床。
The parents hope that you can get up earlier.
尤其是弟兄。
Especially brothers.
你要比你的姐妹跟你的儿女都要还要早起来。
You should wake up earlier than your wife and children.
我们祷告读经。
To pray and also read the Bible.
帮他们准备早餐。
Prepare breakfast for them.
他们一起床的时候，他们有一个 surprise.
And give them a surprise when they wake up.
礼拜天早上的早餐都准备好了。
So all the breakfast is fully prepared on Sunday morning.
所以每个人都很高兴。
And everybody should be happy.
然后我们可以好好一起全家一起吃早餐。
Then the whole family can enjoy the breakfast together.
一起来教会。
Come to the gathering.
我们的生命是越来越丰富。
Our life should be even more abundant.
在我们的生活中都可以表现出来。
And those should be expressed in our lives.
我们的儿女可以感觉得出来。
Our children can feel this.
到底我们信了主有什么不一样的地方？
So what is the difference with the Lord we believe?
不要一直，我说有些小孩子真的很可怜啊。
I feel some children are very pitiful.
他好像在家里面，他们怎么就感觉到我们的生命呢？
How are they able to feel our life?
我们要注意在里面的生命。
We have to pay attention to their life within.
一次考试考不好没有关系的。
It's okay, even if they do not do well on tests just for once.
但它里面的生命是这么的宝贵啊。
But their life within is so precious.
所以我们要持定那个有神给我们的生命。
So we have to take hold of this life from God.
然后提到要为真道打那美好的仗。
And we have to fight a good fight of faith.
虽然应该讲说为着打那个信心的美好的战争，美好的仗。
Fight a good fight of faith.
要信心的果效。
So the fruit of faith.
是灵魂的救恩。
And that is the salvation of the soul.
这是我最近听到的。
That's what I have heard recently.
实在，我要找一下彼得。前书第一章第九节，彼得前书第一章第九节，信心的果效是灵魂的救恩。像我想许多版本讲，信心的果效是魂的救恩。
So the end of the faith is the salvation of the soul.
当我们在每天的生活里面，我们是一个信心的生活。
So in our daily life, it's the life of faith.
把我们整个人慢慢改变。
To change ourselves gradually.
不在于那个事情的成就。
Not how the things are being accomplished.
神有的时候怜悯我们，听了我们的祷告。
Sometimes God has mercy on us and listen to our prayers.
神有的时候也怜悯我们，不听我们的祷告。
And sometimes God has mercy upon us that He does not listen to our prayers.
但是当我们在生活中这个学习圣心的生活里面，我们这个人，我们这个魂就慢慢的改变。
But as we learn the life of faith in daily lives, our souls are slowly being changed.
所以我们这个生命就慢慢的改变。
And our life is also changed.
所以我们就必须抓住那个生命。
So we have to lay hold of this life.
我们不是为了求凡事的顺利。
We are not just seeking everything is a smooth sailing.
我们乃是更重要的是我们这个人在预备要进入那个荣耀，我们这个人预备能够 进那个荣耀的那个光景里面。
So what's even more important is that we can be prepared to enter into the glory.
其实，在我们属灵的征战里面，不在那个外面，外面不是那么重要。
It's not so important in terms of spiritual warfare, the things outside.
这个世界怎么变化不是那么重要。
It's not that important how the world changes.
我知道越来越困难，我们都知道越来越困难。
We all know it's all getting even more difficult.
但是更大的征战乃是我们那里面那个魂。
But what's even more bigger warfare is the soul within us.
所以求主帮助我们看见我们那个，我们要打那个信心的征战。
So may the Lord help us. We fight the warfare of faith.
那再来就是第三个部分，就是务要传道，无论得时不得时。
And the third point is to preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season.
我刚开始的时候，弟兄姐妹有弟兄教帮助我说，就提到了一个我们的好像是传福音。
Sometimes.At first, brothers and sisters helped me and they mentioned about share the gospel.
随时都要传福音。
Share the gospel all the time.
后来我在主面，我再继续寻求，我觉得不只是这样子的。
And later on, as I continue to seek the Lord about this, I feel it's not just that.
因为我遇见过有那个慕道的朋友，他来的到的时候。有人跟他一传福音，一强烈的，以后他再也不来了。
Because I have met some situation that when friends come and some just share the gospel immediately to the friend, and the friend never showed up anymore.
因为我们传福音也是要神在带领我们。如果没有圣灵在里面的时候，我们用我们自己力量去做，常常我们就反而坏了神的事情。
Because when we share the gospel, if we just use our own effort and not by the leading of the Holy Spirit, then we might even ruin the work of God.
所以后来我领会这句话来讲，要传道乃传到神的话，或者说神他自己。
So my understanding of this verse is that to share the word is the word of God or God Himself.
无论得时不得时，就在困难之中或者在顺利之中，我们必须能够。表现出来就是神他自己。
So in season or out of season, whether it's in difficulties or when everything goes smooth, what we have to express is God Himself.
就好像约翰福音第一章第一节里面一开始讲的。
Just like John chapter 1 verse 1 says.
太初有道，道与神同在，道就是神。
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God.
所以这道
the Word was God.
这道带太初一开始就和神同在。
So this word was with God at the beginning.
所以开始主耶稣来到世上，道成了肉身，表现了神自己。
So when our Lord Jesus came to the earth, word became flesh, manifest God Himself.
今天这个世界所看见的，要如何看见神呢？
So how can this world see God today?
就在教会中的弟兄姐妹能够表现出来的，就是那个神他自己。
So through the brothers and sisters in church, whom that they manifest is God Himself.
所以我们要随时顺利不顺境的时候，我们能够彰显出来的是神他自己。
So whether in season or out of season, that we shall manifest God Himself.
所以我们夫妻之间相处也这样，我们的配偶看见我们是看见什么呢？
So also between husbands and wives, when our spouse see us, whom do they see?
当我们的儿女看见的时候，是看见什么呢？
Whom do our children see when they see us?
当我们的朋友，我们的工作场里面，我们所表现出来的是什么呢？
When our friends or colleagues see us, what do we express?
是不是神他自己？
Is it God Himself?
这并不是一个道理。
It's not just a doctrine or teaching.
我想我必须要用一句，还有这样，哥林多后书二章。二章十四节，哥林多后。
Second Corinthians chapter 2 verse 14。
他说：“感谢神，常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各样显扬那因认识基督而有的香气。”
Thanks be unto God, which always causes us to triumph in Christ and makes manifest the savor of His knowledge by us in every place.
所以因认识基督而有的香气。
So which is It's a sweet aroma Because of our knowledge of Christ.
所以如果我们弟兄姐妹，我们在一起聚会，我们在一起聚集。 我们所表现出来的，蛮有那个基督的香气的时候，当有人进来，他不认识主。
So when brothers and sisters gather together, when there's the sweet aroma of the knowledge of Him comes out, so when someone comes in that's not yet knowing the Lord.
所以，自然在一些生命的交通里面，我们自然可以看见神可以用着我们来做他要做的工作。
So very naturally, in the fellowship of life, that God is able to use us to do His work.
昨天跟朱弟兄去参加林赫之弟兄的追思聚会。
Yesterday, I went with Brother Freedom to the memorial meeting of Brother Lin.
林弟兄94岁。
Our Brother Lin was 94 years old.
神用着他在各方面的服事，才帮助了许多弟兄姐妹。
God used his used him to serve many brothers and sisters and help much.
我记得他时常讲的就是圣灵在我们里面的内住。
I remember he often says the indwelling of the Holy Spirit within us.
他不但是讲，他的生命、他的生活都活出来那个神的话。
He does not just share this, but his life live out God's words.
我记得。 吴和熙弟兄也到我们中间。
And I also remember Brother Hosea Wu was with us.
我一直记得他说的，他说，我记得对我的一个帮助，他说，我们的说话要很准确。
I always remember, which helped me a lot, is that we have to say everything accurate, very accurately.
没有隐瞒。
There should be nothing hidden.
所以弟兄他所传讲的，传讲的，就是。 在我学到了，在他身上就学到了，我们的讲话非常准确。
So I have to learn from him that our words have to be very accurate.
就金海弟兄在他身上，我听到了一句话是，当然有很多，但我听到对我来讲很大影响。他提到说，爱是不怕麻烦。
And from Brother King, I learned that to love is that we do not afraid of all the troubles.
我在他身上也看见了，他如何爱弟兄姐妹，不怕麻烦。
I also see from his life that when he loves brothers and sisters, he's not afraid of all the troubles.
然后我记得西珍弟兄。
And also Brother Christian Chen.
他站在这个地方。
He was standing there.
他说，别人可以，我们不可以。
He said that all others can do it, but we cannot.
看他如何持守在主的那个真道上面。
How he has kept himself in the truth of God's words.
外面别人怎么做都可以，我们不可以。
All other people can do it, but we cannot.
所以有许多的弟兄姐妹已经在我们中间，当他传讲神的话的时候，我们看见他的话就是神借着他，他所传讲的就是神他自己。
As we see so many brothers and sisters among us, what they preach is God Himself.
所以在这里面，我们看见，无论得时不得时，我们总是能够彰显神他自己，他的话，包括他自己。So
we see that whether in season or out of season, we shall always manifest God Himself and His words.
昨天我们那一组有聚会。Yesterday
we had a gathering of our service group.
我们那个有一个代祥。 姐妹到我们中间。
Sister Dai was with us.
然后我写那个名字。
I wrote her name.
我写错了。
I wrote it wrong.
我那个祥是我写成吉祥的祥。
I wrote a different. I wrote a wrong Chinese character.
你知道那个吉祥的祥就是一个一边是神的那一边，一边是羊的那一边。
I just wrote a wrong word.
The God is there here, and the Lamb is here. Sheep is here.
Yeah, the character was being expressed as one side is the expression of the character of God, and the other side is the expression of Lamb.
像他的名字应该是什么？是飞翔的翔。
But actually, that was the wrong word. So the actual word should be flying.
那个飞翔的翔，如果我自己在早上在想，它一边是羊，一边是羽毛的羽。So
I was thinking on one side the character is lamb, on the other side is the feather. It's all the characters.
但我这样解释也不太对啦，但是 anyway， 一边是羊，对不对？一边是羽毛的羽。So
one side is the lamb, and the other side is the character of the feather.
我就想到我们在教会中的生活。
then it reminds me of the life in church.
当神在我们旁边的时候，跟我们同在的时候，
when God is with us,
我们有那个享，有吉，神的祝福，有神的平安。
We have all the blessing from God.
有吉祥，还有非常的 ，anyway， 就是那个意思，对不对？
So it's all the blessing, which is the first character I wrote it wrong.
然后当主就给我们力量的时候，我们就好像有那个翅膀，我们一起要奔走那个天路。
So when God gives us the strength, then we have the feather, then we can run the heavenly way together.
所以教会的生活是一个走天路的生活。
So the church life is the walk of heavenly way.
我们都是一起走那个天路。
Then together we walk out this heavenly way.
我们当然就要付代价的地方。
Then of course we have to pay price.
但是神给我们付了最大的代价。
But God has paid the greatest price for us.
他已经得胜。
He has already won the victory.
我们不过在他里面能够主用着我们，让他更得胜有余。
So in Him that God uses us to be more than conquerors.
好不好？我们就对不起，超过五分钟，我们就去祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们谢谢你自己在恩待我们。
Lord Jesus, thank you for being gracious to us.
主，你给我们恩典，让我们能够一起的生活，一起的学习，一起的成长。
You have given us the grace so that we can together learn and grow together.
主，更求你自己给我们更大的恩典，我们和弟兄姐妹一起能够进入那荣耀的里面。
Do pray that you give us even more grace so that together we can enter into the glory.
让我们能够成为主你自己可以使用的器皿。
Then we can become the usable vessels for yourself.
成为你自己在这世上的见证。
And become the testimony of yourself on earth.
除去我们一些不属乎你的。
Remove all those that does not belong to you.
让我们在荣耀中能够越来越能够合乎你可以使用。
So in glory, we can become even more useful to you.
求主你自己祝福带领。
May you bless and continue to lead us.
愿荣耀颂赞感谢都归给你。
May all the glory, blessing and thanksgiving be unto you.
奉耶稣基督圣。
In the holy name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. Amen.